On Aviation Podcast. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first introductory podcast for On Aviation. And so a lot of you guys may be familiar with our newsletter, or On Aviation newsletter, and we've decided that we wanted to create a podcast where we can discuss certain things a little bit more in real time as to what's going on in the aviation space as it relates to regulations, economy, business, training, and much more. I'm your host, Orlando Spencer, and with me is my co-host, Daniel Nzoika. And so it's a little bit about me, a commercial pilot currently working on the CFI ticket, and been in the space, in the aviation space, since about 2016 when I started working on the private pilot license. My main expertise is business strategies. Now I am amateur economist, and I say amateur because I don't get paid for it, but in terms of constantly studying some of the great thesis and some of the great thesis and some of the great books on economics, I have developed a set of skills necessary to be able to not only advise our own company internally, but to provide additional insights to those folks who listen or read, currently read our articles. And now we want to extend that to a podcast to those who don't read as much, but could use our insights within the space as well. So I'll turn it over here real quick to my co-host, Daniel, for him to introduce himself, and we can get started with our introductory podcast. Daniel?
Thank you, Orlando. My name is Daniel Nzioka, and I'm a head of products at Orlando Spencer Inc. and Partner. I'm also a software engineer. And today I'm going to be on this podcast with Orlando.
All right. Thanks, Danny. Thank you. All right, so the first thing we want to talk about is what we've been doing in the aviation space. So in the aviation space, we found working with some of our clients where we make software for our clients, B2B software. We also do business to consumer software. We've learned a lot being in the space, and we realized that the aviation space, particularly aviation training, there is a lot of challenge because of the lack of a true understanding of how the industry works. Right. There are a lot of folks out there that can tell you about the FAA regulations. They can tell you about how to get training done. Can tell you all these great things. But the challenge we see is that not a lot of people understand the economics, okay, the business, all right, and even on the personal finance side of things and all these other stuff. How does all of that correlate to affect you operating within the industry? And if you take a look at our newsletter, the On Aviation newsletter, you'll realize that while we talk a lot about regulation, we talk a lot about certain things, we slant a lot more towards the finance and economic side of things. The reason for this is that we believe that the aviation space is extremely vulnerable to an economic shock. And because of this, we must understand how to deal with the challenges economically that will be coming in the space. And so we've spent a lot of time over the last couple of months writing about the economic challenges facing the American economy, the world economy, and how that will affect the aviation community. And so we spend some time there talking about that, right? Daniel, anything you wanted to add to that real quick?
So I really think the aviation space has been quite, it's just something that has been evolving from time to time. There's been a lot of change with what the FAA has said for pilots, and also just a lot of economic activity that goes on around it that affects the individual in aviation, other businesses, or just people working in aviation themselves. But yes, that's what we've been covering, and I'm just excited to be on this podcast to cover all that's going on in aviation.
Wonderful, my friend. So one of the things that we're going to be doing moving forward with this podcast, again, this is an introductory podcast just to let you guys know what we're doing, where we're going to be going with this. This is practically our articles in spoken form and in a way that we can engage with you guys more in the comment. We can talk a little bit more about your questions. You can send us questions like some of you guys have already on our newsletters. For those who are wondering, our newsletter is mostly on LinkedIn. We're on Substack. We're on Medium. But on LinkedIn is where most of the interactions are at. So you can find us at On Aviation, right, on LinkedIn or Substack or on Medium. And so if you search in the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you'll find us there as well. And so just in case you guys are wondering about that. So the idea here is to bring those insights into a conversation. And each week, Daniel and I will come on here and we'll talk about some of the things that we've seen happening. For example, right now we see this thing happening with the Silicon Valley Bank and some of those things such as inflation. We've been talking about inflation for quite some time now and then debunking some of what we believe are just myths about inflation, where inflation comes from, what causes inflation, and what will inflation do for us. And so we are going to be talking a little bit more about those things where you can actually sit and listen to us talk about these things and bring even more insights, way more insights that we can put on an article without making it too long and burdensome. And so we're going to be doing that moving forward. All right. And so one of the things that Daniel and myself, we do, we tend to try to create the content that allows you guys to be able to digest this stuff easily. And one of the things that we do is that we create something called an on-aviation bite. And a lot of you guys may see this. We call them bites. And what they do, they break down our article in easy-to-digest bits and pieces, an image form that you can really engage with and read smoothly, easily, and so on. So that's one thing we've done. Now, again, what we're doing here with this podcast is we are going to enhance that to allow you to engage even better with us and our insights into the space. And you may wonder, why should we listen to these guys? These guys are not some famous people, which is true. We're not famous, but fame and knowledge and accuracy are not synonymous with each other, right? So we believe that we have quite a lot to offer. For example, we've said many times that inflation is here to stay, and we've seen that. Okay, we've called the current challenges we're facing, these banking challenges, these challenges that are going to come as a result of interest rate rising, the challenges with folks or getting laid off, how that will affect the aviation space. We talk about the lowering of real wages. You may be getting a pay increase, but you see that your pay, your actual in when calculated, when taking account of inflation, your pay is actually decreasing. And we talk about those things, and you see those things playing out in real time. And so I think that's where our credibility lies, the ability to see the market, strip away the fluff, strip away all the conversation around what's this and what's that, and get to the meat and potatoes and share that in articles that folks can understand. That's what we're going to be doing with this podcast. Daniel, any thoughts on that, my friend?
Not really, not much. But yeah, been a good means. The bites have been a good means to break down information. Just so it's a more ingestible on social media. But yeah, we're gonna be covering more on that on the podcast.
Thanks, Danny. Thank you. So one of the things that we're gonna be doing, we're gonna ask you guys, please, wherever you listen to your podcast, we're gonna be posting our podcast all over the place. Wherever you see us, wherever you see our content, please comment. We want your feedback. Again, we're new. This is our first, again, it's an introduction. It's our first podcast. We're not podcast gurus or professionals. We're just starting out here, and we want your feedback in terms of what we could do better, what you'd want to hear about. And believe me, guys, if you say you want to hear about it, we're going to research it. What we want to do, though, is we want to focus on those areas that are somewhat underserved, such as the earnings in terms of individuals, the business side in terms of a business, the economic side, the overall economic side. What does this mean with regards to regulations? What does it mean to the pilot shortages? What does it mean with layoffs? What does it mean why certain companies are merging and all these things? That's where we kind of want to focus, because there are a lot of help out there in terms of how to be a pilot, how to train. There are a lot of help out there understanding the FAA regulations. There are a lot of those technical help. One of the things that's missing in the aviation space is the old business of finance, business, and economics, and how that relates to all the other pieces, to include training, regulation, individual well-being, and so on in the space, and where the shifts are happening in terms of aviation companies and so on. So we want your feedback. Definitely send us your feedback. Send us your requests for discussions. Remember, though, that we're going to try to focus on those underserved areas. So if you're very interested in what this means in terms of the economic challenge we're facing, what does that mean for the aviation space? We want to talk about that. Ask us those questions. Comment. Ask us those questions. Drop us mail. Drop us emails. Whatever it is, send us your feedback. Send us your questions. And we'll be more than happy to put that in our podcast as we move forward. Let me close out by saying this. Tough times are ahead. Challenges are ahead. Inflation will remain elevated for this decade, for the 2020s. Okay, so we're putting ourselves on a limb to say that. The inflation will remain elevated. Companies will act accordingly and raise their prices to account for that inflationary rise in terms of their producer prices. We'll feel that in consumer prices, right? Real wage will continue to slide. And as the economy slides sideways, you'll find that the powers that be, which is fiscal and monetary policy, whether it's the Federal Reserve or the U.S. Treasury, those or the government itself, Congress or whatever, those policies will gear towards helping the economy. And how they help is by setting fiscal policy in such a way that will help to alleviate some of the problems. And the Federal Reserve will set monetary policy to help alleviate the problems, some of the problems and the hardship. Mm-hmm. That being said, those efforts will cause inflation to be even higher. Okay, so expect greater inflation, expect greater challenges, expect our real wages to continue to slide. And in this podcast, we will talk about how to deal with those, a damaging effect to your income, to your savings, to your work, to your job if you're going to have one, because of, you know, companies are downsizing or merging and so on. So we'll talk about those things. Danny, I'll turn it over to you for the last word here.
Thank you, Orlando. Yeah, so I'm just looking forward to hear from people. Get back on the comments, either on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, on the website. We'd be happy to hear what you think, what If you have any challenging opinion, make sure to comment about it, or reach us on the direct messaging, or also via email, which is going to be available on our website. But feel free to share your thoughts, and we'll be on the lookout so we can make sure to cover all that you're going to be suggesting.
Thanks, Danny. And with that, guys, thank you so much for listening to our first podcast, our introductory podcast. Really appreciate you guys. And see you on the next one next week. Bye-bye now.